Sing Out magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, comes from the guitar album by Doc and Merle Watson on Flying Fish Records. Well, it's that time of the year again. With the start of spring training, just saying it makes me smile. We are once again assured that winter is on the run, and even better yet, our favorite baseball team still has a shot at greatness. The regular season hasn't started yet. But since I am a Phillies fan, I needn't say more. Baseball season when I was a kid started in April or March if the baseball gods were on our side. We didn't have formal teams in my neighborhood. We just played pickup teams from the other neighborhoods. We played on vacant lots and in backyards. No uniforms or umpires, just a few grass-stained balls and some taped-up bats. This time of the year always evokes pleasant memories. We'll open this week's program with a bittersweet song about a baseball career that is ending with little success. Here's Greg Brown and Laughing River. Batter up on this edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I'm going away, 'cause I got a busted heart. I'm leaving today. My travel all start. I reckon where I'm headed, I might need me different clothes. Way up in Michigan, where the Laughing River flows. Years in the minor leagues, ain't no place I didn't go. Well, I got a few hits, but I never made the show. And I could hang on for a few years doing what I've done before. I wanna hear the Laughing River flowing right outside my door. My cousin Ray said he's got a job for me, where the houses are cheap, and he knows this nice lady. He said she even saw me play once, said she smiled at my name. Well, up on the Laughing River, could be a whole new game. Goodbye to the bus, and goodbye to paying dues, and goodbye to the cheers, and goodbye to the booze. Well, I'm trading in this old bat for a fishing pole. Gonna let the laughing river flow right into my soul. And I'm going away, 'cause I got a busted heart. I'm leaving today, if my travel all will start. And I reckon where I'm headed, I might need me different clothes. Way up in Michigan, where the laughing river flows. Way up in Michigan, where the laughing river flows. Way up in Michigan.
In our sundown perambulations of late, through the outer parts of Brooklyn, we have observed several parties of youngsters playing base, a certain game of ball. Let us go forth a while and get better air in our lungs. Let us leave our close rooms. The game of ball is glorious. Walt Whitman.
Jackie hit that ball.
And when he swung his bat, the crowd went wild, because he knocked that ball a solid mile. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball. Satchel Paige is mellow, so is Campanella. Newcomb and Dobie too. But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through.
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Did he hit it? Yes! And that ain't all, he's so whole!
Yes, yes, Jackie's real gone.
Thank you.
What sparks a champion? Sparks you and champions. Choose Wheaties.
Let's see that spark in action. Keep your eye on fleet-footed Richie Ashman patrolling center field for the Phillies. Here's the pitch. Uh-oh, it's a low-sinking liner out over second. Looks like it's in there. Ashman's racing in. He makes a desperate dive. And he's up with that ball. A terrific shoestring catch by Richie Ashburn. Man, oh man, he's really got that spark. Champion Ashburn fires up with Wheaties. How about you? Remember, what sparks a champion sparks you.
What sparks a champion sparks you and champions. Choose Wheaties.
Breakfast of Champions.
We're celebrating spring training this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and that was Bob Warren from his recording All the Days of the World and A Boy, A Glove, A Ball, and Bat from Bob Warren. That's on KBW Music. And before that, from back in 1952, we heard a Wheaties commercial featuring the exploits of Richie Ashburn. That's included on Baseball's Greatest Hits, Let's Play 2 on Rhino Records. And before that, from the very first installment of the Baseball's Greatest Hits, we heard Count Basie and his orchestra from back in 1947. And did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? That's on Rhino Records. And before that, we heard Garrison Keillor and the words of Walt Whitman from the soundtrack to Baseball, a film by Ken Burns on Elektra Nonesuch Records. And we let off that set with a tune that always reminds me a bit of my favorite baseball movie, Bull Durham. We heard Laughing River from Greg Brown and his recording Dream Cafe. Hennika Kessel is a wonderful, wonderful fiddler from up around Boston, and she must be a Red Sox fan because the leadoff track on her recording Silver is a tune called The Curse Reversed, The Night We Reversed the Curse, and then a couple of other Scots Gaelic fiddle tunes. Here's Hennika Kessel on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. left field. The designated hitter has five commercial deals. The pitcher charges $20, autograph a ball. A big guy in the skybox claims the overall. But there's a real game down on the corner in a vacant lot that the kids cleaned up. With a ball in a bag and a hand-me-down glove. There's a real game, that's the game I love. That stadium they're building, the crowd's already seen. The distance is perfect and the grass is painted green. Television cameras standing sleek and tall capture every replay, each $1 million fall. But there's a real game down on the corner in a vacant lot that the kids cleaned up. With a ball in a bag and a hand-me-down glove. There's a real game. That's the game I love. I love it. Well, look at that kid. Swings like Hank did. Look at that kid. He slides like Pete. Look at that kid. He throws like Nolan. Look at that kid. He looks like Chooch. With a ball and a bat and a hand-me-down glove. There's a real game, that's the game I love. Yeah, there's a real game, that's the game I love.
You know, Diz, I got a taste for the good life. And I don't want to be no fool. So I sat down and I came up with these six basic rules. Avoid fried meats, which angry up the blood. The body is a temple. Palace for the soul. It's a Lincoln Continental. You got to treat it like 24 karat gold. If your stomach disputes you, lie down and pacify it with cool thoughts. You're floating down the river in your red canoe. Pretty gal right by your side, the one that thanks the world of you. Keep the juices flowing by jangling gently as you move. Jangle gently. It's elementary. Go light on the vices such as carrying on in society. The society ramble ain't restful. Boozing, cruising, them uptown women can bring you down. avoid running at all times. Say now, what's your hurry? No harm in being late. Just make sure when you get there, you got the goods and you're worth the wait. And don't look back, something might be gaining on you. Get up every morning, lace up those old shoes, make that slow walk to the mound, and show the world what you can do. Well, now you got the picture, the wisdom from the sage, clear and cool, six basic rules, yours truly, Satchel Paige. It's as simple as that.
Daddy was a soldier, taught me how to make a fist. My mama used to hear my prayers, give me a goodnight kiss. Grandma taught me how to whistle, Uncle David gave me my nickname. Grandpa gave me the greatest gift, taught me how to play the game. Grandpa was a big man, 6'6", 265, with a back as strong and an arm as long as any man ever alive. Grandpa was a mailman down around New Orleans. When the sun went down, he went up on the mound for the post office softball team. When the fields all lit, me and Grandma sitting in the rickety old wooden stands. And one by one, the battles would come to face that giant of a man. Round and round, he had a wind-up, sounded like a hurricane ready to blow. But when he released, the ball would ease on out, kind of slippery and slow. Grandpa played softball, caught a lot of folks off guard. Said the pitch that wins, the one that spins, any fool could throw the ball hard. Made a 9-year-old feel 10 feet tall, made Grandma feel like a girl. Grandpa played softball in this old hardball world. Pitch he called a meltaway, like a snowball's day in hell. Started way up here, ended up down there, crossing the plate as it fell. Sinkers, sliders, bloopers and hiders, like he had the ball on a string. And the smart folks knew about all you could do, just close your eyes and swing. Well, they say he could have played in the majors, but he loved his little hometown. Grandpa knowed going out on the road be kind of letting everybody down. He stayed and played for the home team, raised up a family with a couple of kids and a couple of acres of figs and pecan trees. Then Grandpa was an old man. Now that Grandpa's gone, there's jaybirds in the fig trees, squirrels in the pecans. There's concrete where the bleachers were when Grandpa played the game. You can still hear him call, batter up, play ball in a stadium with Grandpa's name. Grandpa played softball, made a lot of people proud. He said, when you're the one, you get the job done, ain't no need to shout. I live to be 103, live by Grandpa's words. Grandpa played softball, this old hardball world.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1610. And remember, we're also on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme tune, which is Take Me Out to the Ball Game, this one comes from the recording by Duck Baker called There's Something for Everyone in America, and that's on Stephen Grossman's Guitar Workshop label. And before that, we heard Chuck McCabe from his recording Sweet Reunion and Grandpa Played Softball from Chuck McCabe. And before that, from David Olney from Old Diz, a musical baseball story. We heard Satch's Six Basic Rules. That's on Deadbeat Records. And before that, a tune that I admit I like because they mentioned Chooch in it, which is a Carlos Ruiz, the Phillies catcher. We heard The Real Game from Craig Bickert, recorded live at the Sellersville Theater in Sellersville, PA. And we let off that set with some fiery Scots fiddling from Hanneke Kessel from her recording Silver, and a set of tunes called The Curse Reversed. Hanneke Kessel, that's on her own record label. We'll lead off this next set in our program dedicated to baseball and spring training with Peter Cooper from his recording Mission Door and a tune called 7:15 for Hank Aaron on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Dice games ending with a flash of a blade. It's all in the wrist if you want to get paid. Daddy sold beer at the Black Cat Lounge, sold a little shine till the man come around. Little boy walking to a place like that, hitting bottle caps with a broomstick bat. Skinny cause there wasn't much of nothing to eat, walking through the mud cause there wasn't any street. This was Alabama, down the bay, with the whole world looking off the other way. Henry Aaron was looking for a reason to dream in 47 when a black man signed with a big league team. Jim Crow smiling while the sun beat down on a sandlot field on the wrong side of town. He took it all in stride, striding to the ball, turn of the wrist, crack, jogging, touch them all. Later, still playing the game with stands full of people screaming out his name. He won the pennant for the Braves with a four base knock the same day they were riding in Little Rock. Up in old Milwaukee, he was MVP. Back in Alabama, he was still not free to drink a beer in the white folks' lounge, not free. free to have a meal in Mobile downtown. A young man rising from the hard, hot South, speaking his mind with his bat and not his mouth, holding it inside, striding to the ball, turn of the wrist, crack, jog and touch them all. Crack, jog and touch them all. Hank Aaron, he kept on hitting home runs, a lot of them. The Braves moved from Milwaukee to Atlanta, not far from his home of Alabama, the place he'd escaped from, and he kept on hitting them. And after a while, people started to think that he wasn't hitting home runs so much as he was chasing a pinstripe ghost named Babe Ruth, the holder of the all-time home run record, the greatest record in all of sports. He had 714 of those, and they weren't little piddly things, they were mammoth. Moonshot home runs. He would stand at home plate, watch the ball sail over the fence while his big belly jiggled and danced around from the aftershock of the blast. Babe didn't do performance enhancing drugs, you know. He did performance restricting drugs, like wine, women, and song. And he was loud and he would brag and he was funny and he was white. And Hank Aaron was none of those things. He just shut up and hit. Home runs. And some people clapped when he hit him, but others threatened to kill him. They sent him hate mail. They threatened to gun him down for being a good baseball player, for being maybe even a better player than Babe Ruth was, and for challenging Babe Ruth's home run record, the greatest record in all of sports. But Hank beat it, and the day he beat it, on April 8th, 1974, his mama was there to meet him at home plate. Reporters crowded around and kept asking her how it felt to be the mother of the all-time home run king, and she just kept shouting, "I don't know, I don't know, I don't know." I remember one time I was a little kid in a beauty salon in Atlanta waiting on my grandmother while she got her hair done. I had on a Braves shirt. A lady there asked me who my favorite player was, and I said, "Hank Aaron." And she said it was too bad that he had broken that record and that it didn't look like they were ever going to let us keep anything for ourselves. Now, I didn't know this lady and I had any part of that home run record, so I was confused as to how Hank Aaron had taken it away from us. Anyway, I can't remember that lady's name. I never read anything about her in a book or a magazine. I never saw her on TV. Hank Aaron did pretty good for himself, though. Pretty good. But I think it must have bugged him. I think maybe it shocked him that the more truth and beauty he put out there into this world, the more lies and ugliness came right back at him. Maybe that's the way it works sometimes. Maybe that's the way it works a lot of the time. Maybe that's the way it works. Dice games ending with a flash of a blade. It's all in the wrists if you want to get paid. Daddy sold beer at the Black Cat Lounge. He sold a little shine to the man came around. Little boy walking through a place like that, hitting bottle caps with a broomstick bat. Skinny cause there wasn't much of nothing to eat. He was walking through the mud cause there wasn't any street. That was Alabama down the bay, whole world looking off the other way. And Henry Aaron was looking for a reason to dream, and when the dream came true, that's when the world got really mean. Opened up death threats in the mail cause he was taking a hammer to a great white whale. He had no place to hide, striding to the ball, turn of the wrist, crack, jog and touch them all. Crack, jog and touch them all. Crack, jog and touch them all.
Henry Aaron in the second inning walked and scored. He's sitting on 714. Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 715. There's a new home run champion of all time. and it's Henry Aaron. The fireworks are going. Henry Aaron is coming around third. His teammates are at home plate. And listen to this crowd.
It was one for the ages, one you just had to see. So I sat on the sofa with two kids and nine. We watched on TV, and it was in the fifth inning. The game had to be stopped. The whole ballpark went nuts when the number was dropped. My kids, they clapped and they hollered. Me, I choked up with tears, thinking back on the greats he brought to that place for over 13 years. And as he stood in the spotlight, he looked so awkward and shy. And when they asked him to say a few words on that day, this was his reply. I'm only doing my job, like folks everywhere. Where I come from is just how things are done, doing your share. I did not love every part, but still I'm not thinking hard. I give it my best, to hell with the rest, doing my job. She gets up every morning, she gets the kids out the door, and then it's carpool and shop, it's vacuum and mop until they're back home at four. Then it's supper and homework until they're all tucked away. Then it's a kiss and goodnight. It's turn out the light for the 4,000th day. She's only doing her job, like folks everywhere. Where she comes from, it's just how things are done, doing her share. She does not love every part, still she's not thinking of to give it her best. Hell with the rest, doing her job. We deliver the mail, and we grow all the crops. We teach in the schools, we put out the fires, and we clerk in the shops. And we enter the data, we build the bridges and roads. We show up every day, we work for our pay, we carry the loads. We're only doing our jobs, like folks everywhere. Where we come from is just how things are done, doing our share. We do not love every part, but still will not think it hard to give it our best, to hell with the rest, doing our job. We're only doing our jobs, we are folks everywhere. Where we come from is just how things are done, doing our share. We do not love every part, but still will not think it hard to give it our best, to hell with the rest, doing our job. Give it our best, to hell with the rest, doing our job.
I drive on through the broken gate, past the booth now still and dark, where once the cars were bathed in light, spilling over from the park. I'd flip my keys to Jim or Steve, find my seat and have a beer. But this old house is coming down, used to play baseball here. The stadium has moved downtown, leaving nothing on the street. We traded in a neighborhood for a corporate box or suite. I know it's good for business. That point has been made clear. But this old house is coming down. They used to play baseball here. Game days we would stand outside in a line curled round the block. Gracie's eggs were worth the wait, and I loved the baseball talk. I marveled how the morning hours would somehow disappear. Gracie's place has come down. We used to serve breakfast here. New joints out on exit 5. You don't have to stand in line. Traded conversation for a convenient place to dine. Say it's good for business. That point has been made clear. This old house is coming down. We used to play baseball here. I know we're moving forward, and I guess we probably should. There's a cost for what we've lost, and things are gone for good. Barber shop near Gracie's was a gathering for guys. Between innings on the radio, they spent hours spinning lies. A ring of smoke, a dirty joke, for over 40 years. Saturdays are not the same, used to give haircuts here. New salon stretch on and on. Walt's place was cramped and small. They traded in a gathering place for a cheap cut at the mall. Here it's good for business. That point has been made clear. Saturdays are not the same. I used to play baseball here. This old house is coming down. I used to play baseball here.
By the shores of old Lake Michigan, where the hawk wind blows so cold, an old Cub fan lay dying. In his midnight hour, the toll. Round his bed, his friends had all gathered. They knew his time was short. And on his head, they put this bright blue cap from his all-time favorite sport. Told him it's late, it's getting dark in here, and I know it's time to go. But before I leave the lineup, boys, there's just one thing that I'd like to know. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League. He told his friends, you know the law of averages says anything will happen that can. That's what it says. But the last time the Cubs won a National League pennant was the year we dropped the bomb on Japan. The Cubs made me a criminal, sent me down a wayward path. They stole my youth from me. That's the truth. I'd forsake my teachers to go sit in the bleachers in flagrant truancy. And then one thing led to another, and soon I discovered alcohol, gambling, dope, football, hockey, lacrosse, tennis. But what do you expect when you raise up a young boy's hopes and then just crush them like so many paper beer cups? Year after year after year, after year after year after year after year after year, till those hopes are just so much popcorn for the pigeons beneath the L tracks to eat. He said, you know, I'll never see Wrigley Field anymore before my eternal rest. So if you have your pencils and your scorecards ready, I'll read you my last request. He said, give me a doubleheader funeral in Wrigley Field on some sunny weekend day, no lights. Have the organ play the national anthem, and then a little na-na-na-na, hey, 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 goodbye. Make 6 bullpen pitchers carry my coffin, and 6 groundskeepers clear my path. Have the umpires bark me out at every base in all their holy wrath. It's a beautiful day for a funeral. Hey, Ernie, let's play too. Somebody go get Jack Brickhouse to come back and conduct just one more interview. Have the Cubbies run right out into the middle of the field. Have Keith Moreland drop a routine fly. Give everybody 2 bags of peanuts and a frosty malt, and I'll be ready to die. Build a big fire on home plate out of your Louisville Slugger baseball bats and toss my coffin in. Let my ashes blow in a beautiful snow from the prevailing 30-mile-an-hour southwest wind. When my last remains go flying over the left field wall, we'll bid the bleacher bums adieu. And I will come to my final resting place out on Waveland Avenue. The dying man's friends told him to cut it out. They said, stop it, that's an awful shame. He whispered, don't cry, we'll meet by and by near the Heavenly Hall of Fame. He said, I've got season's tickets to watch the Angels now. So that's just what I'm going to do. He said, but you, the living, you're stuck here with the Cubs. So it's me that feels sorry for you. And he said, oh, play that Lonesome Losers tune. That's the one I like the best. Closed his eyes and slipped away. Scotty, it was the dying Cub fans' last request, so here it is. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave.
Steve must be smiling someplace, because the pundits give the Cubs a 1-in-4 chance of winning the World Series this year. That's a dying Cub fan's last request from Steve Goodman. And before that, Jackie Schwab and her take on the Star-Spangled Banner, once again from the baseball soundtrack from the film from Ken Burns. And before that, the man who used to host this show, Matt Wetroba, from his recording Shine Right Through the Dark, and they used to play baseball here. It's kind of funny in Philadelphia because everybody hated the Vet, but once they knocked it down, everyone had these wonderful stories about how wonderful it was. Matt Wetroba. Before that, we heard from John McCutcheon and Doing My Job, all about Cal Ripken and his attitude towards playing baseball. And before that, we heard Milo Hamilton and his call of Hank's historic 715th home run. That's from Baseball's Greatest Hits, Let's Play 2 on Rhino. And we let off that set with Peter Cooper from his recording Mission Door and 715 for Hank Aaron. That's on Red Beat Records. Certainly hope you've enjoyed this little foray into baseball music this week. I'm a huge fan. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1610.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all.